Good morning, everybody. It is May 5th, 2022. My name's Larry Jacobs. This is Pre-K-12 Education Talk Radio. You probably know that today. You know, usually we go all over the country to school districts and thought leaders and authors and everybody else. Never know where we're going to take us. Like yesterday, we were in Kansas talking to people and down in Rhode Island. Okay, but today we're going someplace special. Today we're going to Sesame Street. Kind of behind the scenes in Sesame Street, if I may, and pardon the music, okay? We're going to talk, we're going to have a wonderful conversation. I got to thank my friends over at Discovery Education for this one. I do that a lot, Stephen, but thank you. Okay, we're going to go to Sesame Workshop today, which is actually the nonprofit behind Sesame Street. Okay, we're going to talk to Akemi Gibson, who's their VP and their education publisher, and Robin Porter from Discovery is going to be with us as well, and we're going to talk about how they're working together to bring all the wonderful things from Sesame Workshop to educators across the country, and it's just great. What do I have to say anything more than that about Sesame Street? So I'm not going to in Sesame Workshop and all that. I want to find out actually the difference. The way we say that, obviously, but there is a difference, and we're going to talk about all that. Hey, we are the American Consortium for Equity in Education over here, and as you know, our website is ace-ed.org, and we're going to archive this show over there like we always do at ace-ed.org, ace-ed.org. If you go over there, you'll see all our podcasts. You'll see the brand new issue, literally just put up there yesterday, of our magazine, which is really an excellent issue. It's called Magazines Equity and Access. It's an online journal. Go over there, check it out. It's all free. Wonderful advertisers in there, great articles, et cetera, et cetera. There's a link to our social-emotional learning website, which is called seltoday.org. And then we've also just begun working, and we've started a website about it. It's teacher-retention.com, teacher-retention.com. It's all about the educator shortage and what we can do about it. We don't want to lose any more great teachers, okay? And it's tough out there right now, so we're doing everything we can to get information, ideas, everything. That's linked over at ace-ed as well, but it gets teacher-retention.com. We do offer some great training and information to help keep teachers happy and make them even better than they are right now, which is very, very tough out there. So please check it all out at ace-ed.org. We're also excited to be working on our inaugural Excellence in Equity Awards, which is going to help us spotlight and celebrate high-impact work across K-12 education in equity and access. Okay, we have 27 different award categories covering all angles of equity, 10 categories for educators and support staff and every role in our schools, 17 categories for companies and nonprofits. Please, you can nominate yourself or a colleague or for companies. You can nominate your founders, your thought leaders, marketing, whatever you want to do, please do that. Check it out. We have categories for publishers, authors, et cetera. It's all at ace-ed.org, like everything is, but it's ace-ed.org/awards, or you can just go right over and click through on the link we have. And if you need more information, write us over at awards@ace-ed.org, and please nominate everybody by June 30th. Go over there, check it out. Don't wait till then. Today is May 5th, okay? So let's make it happen. Everything's at ace-ed.org. And now we're going to Sesame Workshop. How'd I do, Akemi? Did I do all right on that song?
That was amazing. Have a great day.
Thank you,
Larry.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I'll show my age now. I think I'll go with the Ted Mack Amateur Hour. Nobody knows what that is. Look it up on Wikipedia. Akemi, am I pronouncing your name right, Akemi?
You are. Yes, you are. Akemi.
Thank you.
Great.
By the way, you're a little gurgly on there. Are you speaking right into your phone? Let's check.
I am speaking into a headset. Should I speak right into my phone?
It's a little. I'll ask Robin if she hears that too. Robin Porter, does she sound a little gurgly?
She does a little bit.
Well, we don't want her to sound gurgly. We want her to sound perfect.
We don't. We want to hear all of her brilliance loud and clear.
I know. So
let me change that then.
Change it. We'll wait. Yep. Hi, Robin. Robin is the VP of Digital Content over at Discovery. She's here, too. Hi, Rob. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Great to be with you again, Larry.
Pleasure
Thank
to
you
have
for
you here.
Us.
As always, are you in Maryland today?
I am in Maryland, right outside of D.C. A little bit of a dreary day here, but this hour is going to brighten us up for sure.
It will indeed. I hope so. It's already bright here in Maine. I'm amazed. How are we doing, Akemi? Better?
How does this sound?
Much better. Now we can hear every single word, Madam Vice President. It's a pleasure to have you here today. Okay.
Thank you.
I'm just going to say this. Sesame Workshop is working with Discovery Education to support early learning. That's the essence of what we're doing. And nobody does early learning,
exactly,
and I love early learning. We're pre-K-12. Nobody does early learning better than Sesame Street for the last million years. It's just astounding. Okay. And by the way, my wife works at WGBH in Boston.
There you go.
Okay.
It's all about 2 degrees of separation.
There you go. She's the teacher, the educator. What the heck her title is? She's senior manager, educator, liaison between the station and all the teachers in New England. That's what she does. Yeah, it's cool.
Oh, great job.
Yeah, it's cool. Yeah. Okay, it's really neat. So there we go. Now, okay, Akemi, I'm going to start with you. Okay. This is Sesame. You're at Sesame Workshop.
Yes.
Okay, which must have an address on Sesame Street, but they're kind of two different things. Okay? I'm going to keep harping on that. I can't stop. All right. So, Akemi, as VP, tell me and everybody what Sesame Workshop is. Okay? And we'll start from there. Go ahead. You're on. Akemi Gibson of Sesame Workshop. Go. You're on.
Well, first, do you mind if I just say, let me just pause to say, especially during this week, how much we appreciate teachers and happy Teacher Appreciation Week. Can we pause to say that? So we're thrilled by that. So Sesame Workshop is a global not-for-profit. We are in over 150 countries doing direct service work, impact work on the ground and in communities, mass media work, and now we're increasingly in schools. And so, it has always been the caretaker and producer of multiple shows. The seminal one, the most iconic one, is Sesame Street, but let's not forget about The Electric Company. Let's not forget about Dragon Tales and the like. So the workshop has been in with a single laser focus of helping children everywhere.
And when you say you're in 150 countries, does that mean you're broadcasting on 150 countries? Because then what's that mean exactly when you say that?
Yeah. So we have. I'm not in a production group, so I don't want to get into too much trouble about where we air, where we have either streaming or televised versions of multiple shows. Some of them are based on Sesame Street. Some of them are very unique properties that are very tailored to the country or the situation in which they are servicing.
Cool.
But we have we have multiple productions. In 150 countries, we don't have multiple productions. We have a lot of outreach service entities. You may know of our humanitarian work and refugees work. We are working on wash-up campaigns and hygiene campaigns in Africa, and have a wonderful, robust offering here in the United States through Sesame Street Communities. We do a lot. We're busy.
Boy, you're going to heaven. I got news for you. You can stop right now. You're going to heaven. I'm not. Send me a postcard. Okay, Robin's going to heaven, too, just because she put all this together, right, Robin?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, there you go. Mention my name. It'll help. Mention my name. All right? This is really just so amazing, okay, what you do. And you said then that now you're going to start working with schools. Have you been working with schools in the past? And by the way, linking with Discovery is a pretty damn good idea. They're friends of mine. Great company, and they really have focus right into there. So you did good. But have you worked with schools prior to this?
Well, yes, we have a long history with educators. Educators have always been a part of our work, whether
right.
they are helping inform our research, right, because we go right into schools. We test everything that we do. Sesame Street itself is one of the most researched, if not the most, I'm going to just say the most, research television show, right? And teachers helped us get there. They help us understand what children need and help us understand the context in which all of this is being delivered. Having said that, having teachers as our partners, about 10 years ago, the founders asked the question, are we making the gains that we need to make in our original promise over 50 years ago? Then
wow.
over 40 years ago,
wow.
right?
Wow.
Came up to what the answer to that question was, we can do better, and who's missing from the equation, and educators were missing from the equation. So since that time, we've been researching, working closely with, partnering with many folks, and have been looking for that key cornerstone partner, and we think we found it with Discovery Education.
Well, you did. You did. They're like I said, they are laser focused on this, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then the work that they do involves literally hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of teachers, okay? How this works. And Rob, I'm going to get to you in a second. I just I'm so impressed with all this. Now, Akemi, you've always been, in my opinion, the early grades, early learning, okay?
Yes.
But early learning, the definition of that, if I may, has changed over the past 10 years. Okay, and we used to think that early, I didn't know how to read, write, think, or anything until I was literally 5 years old. Okay, my mother put me in kindergarten. All right, now most school districts are really trying, and most do have a pre-K, which can be
mm-hmm.
3 to 5. Amazingly,
mm-hmm.
when I talk to some superintendents, they're talking birth to 5, okay?
Yes.
And it's just amazing how that goes down, how kids start learning so early, all right? And
yeah.
schools are starting to pick up the mantle of that, educational forces are picking up the mantle of that. When you say early learning, from a Sesame Workshop point of view, what are you talking about? Partnering to support
yeah.
early learning. Where are we going? Where do we start?
Yeah, so let's separate that out from the where Sesame is, and then where our relationship with Discovery is, perhaps.
Oh, great.
We define, so we're a child development organization. We believe education is the key to eradicating poverty, to uplifting families, and to ensuring a healthy and positive identity, sense of belonging for all children, doing all that.
And I agree.
Wonderful stuff, right? So
I
in
agree.
That, we have to begin at the beginning, and that means we need children to flourish, grow, thrive, develop, and they need time. So we look at it from 0 to age 8. Our real focus, where we say, did it go well between 0 to 3, and are we sure that it's going to go well between 6 to 8, is really on the 3 to 5-year-old. And so the 3 to 5-year-old, you can think of them as our middle schoolers, right? They're right there in the middle, and so that's where Sesame Street itself sits comfortably, but we
yep.
do 0 to 3, and we go up the ages as well. So 0 to 8 is how our definition of early childhood development.
It's 0 to 8. So now I'm going to swing over to Robin for a second.
Mm-hmm.
Rob, I want to know, where's Discovery fit into the early learning world? I'm going to ask it that way. I don't think you guys go back to that quite that far, but I may be wrong.
Mm-hmm. Well, we are incredibly excited to launch this partnership and our first dedicated channel for early learning alongside Sesame Workshop. You were right, Larry. You can't find a better partner than Sesame Workshop to help us launch this work. And so increasingly, our partners around the country and around the world are certainly focused on early learning. And
yeah,
so that's a space where we want to be as well. So this is just a great opportunity for us to bolster our resources and launch this incredible channel for educators and students.
And when you say launch this incredible channel, I'm old-fashioned. So are you talking about TV or cable, or are you talking about a channel into educators via the web or your Salesforce? Whatever. What's that channel you're talking about?
So, as you know, Larry,
it might be all those things, by the way. I'm just curious. Yeah.
Well, for these purposes, it is an incredibly robust content collection within Discovery Education's platform. So we are working alongside Sesame Workshop to select and curate their incredible media and storytelling, instructional resources, family resources, and Discovery Education resources that really pair what we both do best, take kind of the power of storytelling and high-quality digital content and pair that with research-based instructional strategies, all in support of educators and students.
Wow, that is great. And that you talk about a I can't tell if you use the word a synergy, okay? But putting Discovery with Sesame is pretty strong. I got to tell you, that's pretty darn strong.
Yeah.
Rob, it brings up an interesting thing, and this I don't know about Discovery. I know how powerful you guys are in education, all right? And let's just say education starts a little pre-K, okay? And the earlier stuff, I don't mean to delve into secrets, but who are you trying to reach when you're talking about 0 years, 1, 2, 3, okay, we're trying to reach parents, not teachers, I don't know. Just how's that work? Who do we reach in that case? And I'm really curious.
So
I don't know.
Yeah, the districts with whom we work certainly start at pre-K. They have pre-Ks in their building, in their elementary school building. This is just a natural expansion of the way that we support the educators in that building, the students, and certainly those students' parents as well.
That was a great answer.
And I have
actually
to say that...
Go ahead. Yeah.
No, I was just going to say that, you've had me on before and my colleagues to talk about partnerships. And, we're all about better together, and I'd be hard-pressed to find a better together than this one. I think from the first conversation that Akemi and I had together, which was, I actually looked it up, it was last August 24th. We really had trouble ending meetings and containing our excitement and really getting ahead of ourselves about all the ways that we could bring our work together in support of educators and students. So this is so exciting for everyone at Discovery Education, and we're incredibly proud of our partnership and the work that we're doing, and can't wait to launch this channel in the fall.
August 24th for Sesame Workshop, D-Day, Discovery Day. Okay? And mark that down, a calendar, send flowers to each other.
I got it. Good one.
Yeah, that's cool, D-Day. D-Day. Okay. And actually, it was funny, Robin, as you answered my question, I realized you answered the same question that I had already answered before, and that is that school districts are working with families, okay, with their kids at a younger and younger age, okay? And quite obviously, you're going to work with the zillions of school districts you work with and bring these things to them so they can work with those families. It makes perfect sense. As you answered the question, I realized that we had already kind of talked about it. It's incredible, okay? And it's really a powerhouse mix there. I got to tell you, it's just absolutely excellent. So let me talk. What are the resources? Let's go down to early age. Akemi, I'll go back to you. What are the resources? Well, actually, are they your resources, or now they're going to be curated by Discovery? Well, give us an example of one of the resources we're going to have. Akemi.
Sure. So let's round this out a little bit for just reminding everybody to say yes, how Sesame develops its properties into N, as Robin pointed out, are storytellers and brings to life all that we want for children. So Sesame Street, which it gets reimagined every year, is the context that matters. We're constantly thinking about that. So we have this wonderful intersection of how our producers and researchers and writers and educators work hand in glove through that entire process. So while Elmo's on screen with Grover, They're supported yes. by this, all of these brilliant grown-ups around them, right? So we think about the educational outcomes. We are really impact-driven, but engagement and active learning is really at the heart of what we do. And so on the engagement side, we think a lot about the role that our characters play and model. They're children's first teachers, first friends, rather. They are proxy for teachers to understand child development. How does a five-year-old think about ramps and pathways from a scientific point of view? So they're the translator often for the adults. Remember, Sesame Street was designed to be a co-viewing experience as originally conceived by the founders, Mrs. Cooney and Lloyd Morissette. So in that way, we have been so it begins there. It begins with our media that's research-based. It's tested and proven. We watch children, how they respond. We know those conceptual moments that are sparks for teachers to launch into. So we've been working on this, what we call an active engagement, active learning design, very human-centered design, which is what Discovery does so magnificently, and how best to bring that into the classroom. Because educators, first and foremost, they're in the business of teaching and being with children. And we want to fit in very neatly to their routines, to their art of the science, to what they do. And so we think about that a lot. And so imagine that we have a team of educators curating our library of assets, and the same team of educators encourage the construction of new assets and the like. So, and then our work is about organizing those assets into either in ways in which that can be for teachable moments right here and now, or can be arranged into an organized sequence. I don't like thinking about them as scope and sequence of skills. I rather think of them as a sequential development of concepts that you're co-engaging with children on, right? So they're in a sequence, and whether you're using it one-on-one or small group or whole group, our design is meant to be flexible. So we have a curated set of very short, from 30 seconds to three minutes is the longest, songs, stories, poems, animations, live action, our beautiful Muppets on screen, as well as, right, the surround. How do you build background knowledge, co-engage before, during, and after? The whole part is about sparking that child, connecting to that child, and then lifting and making learning portable. So we think about those repeatable phrases, right? That's the origin story of Sesame, working on jingles and how to take a hard concept, like it's, you know, healthy eating is a hard concept, but eat your rainbow is not a hard concept, right? And so we talk in those ways, we convey in those ways, and that's the connection that we have within the classroom, and that saying that child is that portable vehicle into the home, right? And that can talk about, you know, why we need to eat our colors. The rainbows, our food need to look like a rainbow of colors, and why that's important, right? Right. So there are, it's teacher first, because the teacher is the hero here, and so they need to be inspired as well. So Robin and I have talked a lot about how do you also embed teachers' own professional growth and knowledge right during the course of teacher-child interaction. So we think about that, and that's what we have.
I think you do more
support.
Than think about it.
Yeah,
you do more than think about it. You put it into action.
We put it into action.
And you know, Akemi, I have to ask them, you know, you talked about the founders a few minutes ago, and Sesame Street's is it 50 years or longer for Sesame Street now?
Longer, we're going into our 53rd year,
53rd year, my God. Okay. Mm-hmm. And I have to ask the question, okay, since it started, it's become an icon, okay? It was an icon from minute one, but certainly pretty soon thereafter. Everybody kind of realized. And maybe you know this. How'd you guys get it so right? What'd you do? How'd you get it so right? I mean, everybody struggles with this. I mean, 53 years, you would meet the press. I mean, come on. How'd you get it so right? You know?
Yeah.
It still works, and every kid grows up on it. Every kid.
Every child, yes, we're hard pressed, right? Now teachers were our original children.
You're not kidding. I got news for you. So you've been on so long, retired teachers are your original children.
This is true.
Wow.
Bless us all. So the original guy was a woman, Joan Ganz Cooney, and this is 1969, and she was a documentary producer at Channel 13, the precursor to WNET, where she won an Emmy for her work on poverty. So at that time, 95% of the American households had television, typically in a living room, just one screen. Those were the days, just a single screen. You had to get up and change the channel, see, right?
Yeah.
It was intentional, true viewing at that moment. But in addition to that inspired question that she has, can we use this powerful medium to reach the hardest to reach and the most vulnerable children and families? She also wanted to go for impact. So reach was key, but impact was also critical. And so in doing that, she designed a workshop model that we still use today, which integrates the production of shows, the creative side of the world, research leads, right? Research is our North Star. If children can't understand it, we didn't achieve our goal. So scripts get constantly revised and iterated. So research leads the way. And educators, so that intersection, that Venn diagram of production and creative, research, formative, summative, educators, child development, that's still employed at Sesame today.
Wow.
So that original design worked then, and it works today.
Yeah, it's amazing. And you mentioned that, you know, you said about the science of learning. You said the word science a few minutes ago when you meant it in that context.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I always say teaching is an art, education is a science. All right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just curious. I'm going to back Robin in a second. But, Akimi, who are the people? Not their names, mm-hmm. obviously, but who are the people, okay, who put this together? Are they doctors in education, you know, PhD, EdDs, or are they ex-teachers? Who puts this all together at your end? Who are these people?
Yeah, so it's 2022, so we're going to go with a yes and there, Larry. So, yes, we have leading the way is a child development specialist. She leads the way. She heads up our curriculum and creative work for all of our properties. Supporting her, our former classroom teacher. I too am a former classroom teacher and school administrator.
We have
researchers who are from the child development world as well as education themselves. And we do have EdDs in there and MEDs in the workshop. But we have the storytellers and the writers who bring it to the ones who really know the art of the word, the art of the story, and the art of conveyance for children, right? So we have them too, and they're just as powerful as all of the wonderful letters after names of folks.
You guys have both have used the words storyteller several times during the show, and I just love that. Rob, how do educators, and this is wonderful, by the way, this whole partnership. Robin, how do educators listening to the show, superintendents, whatever, how do they find all this? Where is all this?
So the channel that we are creating together, which will be a Sesame Workshop Early Learning Channel, the exact title,
so cool.
Will be aligned. We'll launch that in the fall. All of that will live in Discovery Education's platform. And so they will be able to find all of the resources that Akimi is sharing, all of the incredible media, instructional support, family resources, Discovery Education resources that align with the media. All of that will be available in the platform in the fall. And Akimi and I and our teams are working together very closely, as you can imagine, over the next several months to select the media, and as we do in our platform with all of our channels, to really curate that in a way that helps educators easily find exactly what they need to teach the specific lesson or the concept that they have on their plate for that particular day. So all of that will be found in the platform, and as I mentioned, it will launch in the fall.
And prior to the fall, okay, because teachers want to plan ahead, is there any way that are there going to be updates or anything like that over at Discovery Ed that anybody should know about, or will it all come inaugurating out at once? And I'd love to do another show when it comes flowing out of the tubes, but just in terms of preparation, what's going to happen, if anything?
So, yep. So Akemi mentioned research and testing, and certainly over the next few months, we'll be doing that with our community with these resources. And we will have updates on our website at www.discoveryeducation.com. There'll be updates. There'll be sneak peeks. But really, the channel itself and all of the goodness will launch in earnest in the fall. And so that's when educators and families and students will be able to find all of the resources in this channel in one place.
Boy, you guys are going to have a blast doing this, I got to tell you. It's going to be fun. You're going to have fun. Okay? This is great. And celebrate August 24th. Buy each other lunch. Okay? Got to do that.
Well, Larry,
okay.
I wanted to say,
it's
August
on
the
calendar.
Was the date when we first connected. That was our when Akemi and I were fixed up together and when all of the brainchild of all of this incredible goodness began. So.
Yeah, it's a great partnership and an obvious one, and it's going to just work great. And you know, it's not going to work. You guys are going to have a blast with it, but, you know, the good stuff it's going to bring. How many, I don't know if you know this number. I don't even know the number. It's got to be in the millions. I would say how many, you know, the vast number of educators that Discovery works with, okay, and the vast number. Yeah, go ahead, Rob.
Yeah, we work with about 4.5 million educators and 40 million students around the world.
Wow.
So
there you go.
Yep.
There you go. Okay. Yeah. You're going to bring a lot of good stuff to a lot of good people who are going to need it and really enjoy it. Akemi, this is great. It's great to know you. Thank you so much for being here today.
Same here. Same here.
This was fun.
Thank you.
Thank you. And take care of Elmo and everybody for me. Do they live there?
they do keep residence there. Let's put
good.
It that way. Yeah.
Good. Well,
yeah.
You know, everybody listening wants to say hello. Okay, Robin, thanks a million. It's great to have you back here. Okay, as always.
Thank you so much, Larry, and happy Teacher Appreciation Week to all of your listeners.
You're right.
Thanks
Thank
so much
you.
For
Thank
having
you
us
both
here.
For mentioning
especially.
That. Both of you, here, take here. Care. Be safe. Have fun. And August 24th is just around the corner. Have fun.
You as well. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Okay.
Bye. Actually, it's not just around the corner today. It's 3 months away, but that's around the corner these days. That's really cool. This is really cool. Okay, it's all at discoveryeducation.com. Okay, they're going to have this all together, obviously, by the fall. All right, Sesame Workshop, what can I tell you? All right, woo, great stuff. Thank you, Stephen Wakefield, for putting this one together. This was great, and Robin and Akemi, thank you. We're going to archive the show at ace-ed.org, ACE-ED.org. That's where everything we do is the awards program, teacher retention, social emotional learning, all the podcasts, our magazine. Check it out, ace-ed.org. I'm Larry Jacobs. Thanks for listening.